Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep doc, helping solve your sleep problems without dangerous drugs. Today we're here to talk about our smartphones destroying a generation and wrecking your kids' sleep. Kids spend an inordinate amount of time on their smartphones communicating with friends and possibly strangers via text, Twitter, and Facebook and work to keep up their snap streaks on Snapchat. Rates of teen depression and suicide have dramatically risen since 2011, and data suggests spending 3 hours or more each day on electronic devices raises a teen suicide risk by 35%. I need to read that again. Rates of teen depression and suicide have dramatically risen since 2011, and data suggests spending 3 hours or more each day on electronic devices raises a teen suicide risk by 35%. Between 2007 and 2015, the suicide rate for 12 to 14-year-old girls rose threefold. The suicide rate among boys doubled in that same time frame. Data reveals the more time teens spend online, the unhappier they are. Those who spend more time than average on activities that do not involve their smartphones, like extracurricular activities, sports, band, and working and hanging out with friends, are far more likely to be reporting in as happy. So there's an article entitled Why Today's Super Connected Kids Are Growing Up Less Rebellious, More Tolerant, Less Happy, and Completely Unprepared for Adulthood, and What That Means for the Rest of Us by Gene Twenge, T-W-E-N-G-E. Pretty eye-opening if you have kids. And if you want to have kids, you can prepare early. So they call it the iGeneration. That is kids being born between 1995 and 2012. So today's teens, they're physically safer, but psychologically more vulnerable. Depression risks rise in tandem with increased screen time. Many teens exhibit compulsive obsessive with their smartphones. And then the radiation alone from phones is a significant health hazard and is known to disrupt sleep. But the blue light from the screen, plus the beeping and pinging when messages and other notifications come in, are bound to interrupt sleep as well. This doesn't even factor in the influence of cell phone microwave influencing melatonin, which regulates your sleep-wake cycle. When melatonin production is disrupted, it can have long-term health effects, as shown in a 2013 study in which the U.S. government collaborated with Egyptian Foreign Ministry to assess the effects of cell phone radiation on central nervous system. They found that exposure to cell phone radiation for just 1 hour a day for 1 month caused rats to experience a period of delay period before entering rapid eye movement deep sleep, a phase necessary for restful sleep. Another study published in 2015 found that 1.8 gigahertz frequencies affected rats' circadian rhythm and decreased their daily production of melatonin. It comes as no great surprise, then, that sleep deprivation among teenagers rose by 57% between 1991 and 2015. Many do not even get 7 hours of sleep on a regular basis, while science reveals they need a minimum of 8 and as much as 10 hours to maintain their health. Craziness what phones are doing to the teenagers of today. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Internet addiction, a growing epidemic. So, what do you do? What do you do? At the very minimal, and here's another one, wireless technology wreaks havoc with your child's health and well-being. In 2011, the World Health Organization International Agency for Research on Cancer declared cell phones a Group 2B possible human carcinogen related to the microwave radiation emitted from the phone. Even cell phone manufacturers place warnings on their products to keep them at least 1 inch from your body. Excessive EMF exposure can trigger anxiety, depression, and memory problems. So if you notice your teen and child experiencing any kind of anxiety or depression type symptoms, number one, get some help. Number two, bare minimum, insist on turning off their phones and tablets at night. And we just click off our Wi-Fi router and insist on all of the phones being charged in a certain area. This is a must for healthy teenagers if you want them to turn into healthy adults. Hope this helps. Not the funnest topic to talk about negativity, but it can be positive if you have a really hardcore conversation with your teenagers and young kids and limit device time. Hope this helps. Dr. Mike Headley signing off. As always, sweet dreams, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.